Hi there, and welcome back. It's another episode of Habits and Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a habit change coach and a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. We are all about turning around habits that create problems for yourself and others, and that particularly includes the habit of trying to change somebody else who has a problem habit. And we also are working with hidden habits. Those are habits that everybody has in common and that all habits have in common. This show is for you if you're not sure where to start or what to do about the habit that's bothering you or about the person who has the habit that's bothering you. And it may be that you've made some progress and you could use some support for keeping on track with meeting your goals. So this podcast can help you with that. And you know, particularly if you notice that you've got some patterns, you're not sure exactly what's going on, but it's not really necessarily a thing that you do, like smoking or drinking or, you know, those things that we call habits, but that in fact it is a habit of attitude, a habit of a way of being in yourself. So this show is not about which habit is creating the problem. It's really more about what all habits have in common and those ways that we engage in repeating behavior that don't serve us. In this show, we have a holistic perspective. We're all about helping you create a different kind of future for yourself that includes all of you, and you'll have an opportunity to practice these skills in every single episode. For today, we're going to talk about turning around a tricky habit of taking other people's inventory. That will help you really keep your own side of the street clean, especially the communication street. And that's been a topic for a number of episodes that we've been doing, a really, really big one that can benefit you in your relationships. Let's lead in by doing today's Habits and Health practice. And that will help you step away from that busy, busy mind and slow down so that you can connect with yourself. If you're new to this show, this means we take a few minutes for an experiential exercise in which you get to practice attuning to yourself in a sensory way. The truth is that we live in a really busy world today, and we're so trained to think first and feel last that we've started to equate thinking with being. But there are other voices in you than the one that runs in your head, even though it may seem that what's going on in your head is running the show. And it turns out that what's going on in our head is actually fed by and connected to our physical experience, and our physical experience is our best source of self-knowing. You know yourself not because your brain knows, but because one of the functions of your brain is to collect all of your experiences. And this includes your ability to recognize the signals that old habits are getting in your way. So we do this little exercise as a practice in helping you reset your thermostat, if you will, about your own habitual patterns. Let's take a few moments. Now, since today's topic is about taking inventory, let's have you start by noticing the people who are around you or nearby right now. And if you're completely alone, just take in the sound of my voice or consider the last encounter you had or the last time you were in a situation where there were other people around, whether you were engaging with them socially or not. So you're either going to be recalling being around them or you're going to look around literally and just listen to what's going on while you watch what's going on around you. Maybe you can see people walking by a window or walking down a hallway. You might hear them talking with each other and in different tones of voice with different moods and attitudes. You might not be able to hear exactly what they're saying, or maybe you can hear everything they're saying. Perhaps, for example, you're in a restaurant or in a internet cafe or coffee shop, and you can use your eyes and ears to extend yourself out by listening to the sounds around you and watching the people. You might be listening to this podcast while you're engaged in a work project, and maybe others are just moving about nearby. Or you could be driving and maybe you're not focused on people, but you can take note of the flow of cars around you. Whether you're sitting on a bus, traveling alone, just extend your energy field out. Extend your sense of yourself through sound by listening, and with your eyes by looking. Well, how do you use your eyes to connect? Whether you're literally saying hello to someone with your eyes, just notice how just looking around extends you outside of yourself. And listening extends you beyond you. Just notice the ways you might engage with others without words or social interaction. And now, just very gently, pull away from contact. And notice what you do to pull away. Do you close your eyes? Do you retreat your eyes? Do you turn your head? How is it that you withdraw from contact? What is it that you do? How do you retreat from listening to what other people are saying, to the noises that are around you, just the everyday noises in life? What are you doing right now to keep to yourself? Do you change the placement of your head? What do you do with your eyes or your mouth? And how do you experience this in your belly or your legs or in your breathing, in your back? Now oscillate back and begin to extend. And as you bring yourself back, notice where you begin to extend yourself out. Do you lead with your chin, with your eyes? How do you return to re-engagement? Whether you're actively talking with someone or making eye contact with them deliberately or not, just notice how you return to engagement. And then turn away. Pull back in. Return to yourself. And notice what changes in your experience as you adjust back and forth between extending and retreating. And this doesn't have to involve a lot of movement. It doesn't have to be obvious to anybody who's looking. You can know from your own sense, are you turning toward or away, turning out or in? And you can also ask yourself, what stands out for me in attuning to myself in this way? On this range between extending out and pulling in. In this case, just using the sense of sight and the sense of sound. And then take a moment to reorient yourself as we make a shift. And you know, if your experience of yourself is enriched by what you've just done here, you can find out more by going to habitsintohealth.com. And you can listen to other podcasts by clicking on the podcast menu. There are also articles that you can read. And you can also go to iTunes. You can search for Habits Into Health and listen through iTunes. And if you want to find out when something is posted, you can like us on facebook.com at habits.into.health. And you'll get posts when the episodes are published. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I host the show and the Habits Into Health programs and services. This podcast is an introduction to a perspective about habit change that's very different than what you'll hear in most other kinds of materials. So if you want to take your habit change work to another level, you can come to the website, habitsinhealth.com, and ask for my free assessment, and it will help you get started. Very soon, in the next week to 10 days, I'll have a new free ebook for you, and I will be keeping everybody posted, particularly through the Facebook page. I also want to mention that this year I'm going to be doing more live events, so I have some events coming up. This is in the San Francisco Bay Area. If you're here living in this area, or if you come for a visit, you can be in touch. Coming up on Tuesday, the 21st of January, I host a one-hour retreat for men and women who want to have a personal experience of the practices that we do on this podcast. I posted the wrong date last week. I got my calendar mixed up, so I apologize, and I just want to make that clarification that we're doing this on the 21st. It's on the third Tuesday of the month. And then on Saturday, on a Saturday in February, February 22nd to be exact, I'm going to be talking about the inner game for habit change It's at a special Women's Empowerment Summit. It's really going to be a great, great event. I'm going to be speaking and four other marvelous speakers. And we're going to have a great time with a free massage and a lovely lunch and just wonderful networking and connecting woman to woman. And if you want to know more, you can reach me through the contact page at habitsintohealth.com. Now let's talk about today's topic. And we're doing a series about something I call keeping your side of the street clean, particularly keeping your side of the communication street clean. And there's a lot to this, so I'm just sort of touching base a little bit at a time. Keeping your side of the street clean is a healthy habit. It means to stay in integrity as best you can when you're in communication with others. There's a tricky thing that most of us do at one time or another, and it's a relationship habit that's called taking inventory, particularly taking other people's inventory. So I'm just going to throw out some examples, and you could ask yourself if any of these sound familiar at all. Maybe you think of yourself as really good at reading people, at knowing what they're all about. And you may think you know what's going on inside them. In fact, maybe you often know what they're going to say before they say it. And you may even know what they need before they ask, or you think you know what they need before they ask. You might even be pretty sure about better ways for them to handle things, even though you may be thinking about this in a very friendly way. And sometimes you may let them know this, even if they haven't requested your opinion. You may even think of yourself as a very helpful person, because you've always had the best intentions to help others get what they need. And the shadow side is, if they don't know what they need, or they don't tell you what they need, or they don't do what you suggest or agree with what you think, well, you're going to try not to judge them, probably because you're just trying to be friendly and helpful. But sometimes that's very, very hard. So over time, what often happens is you just build up feelings that you then try to bury because you don't want to become unfriendly. And yet inside, there's an unfriendliness that can kick in. Now, these are just some examples of how taking inventory begins. Taking someone else's inventory, at its worst, is being really critical, full of contempt and judgment about them. But it starts subtly. It starts in small ways. Oh, I'm just trying to be helpful. Oh, you know, you could do this. Just offering your opinion based on what you think is going on. Taking somebody's inventory is a way of positioning yourself to be above them. Because when you're doing it, you're assuming that you know better than someone else about their own life. Now, here's something that might feel familiar to you. You might be on the other side of this. You might be in relationship to someone else who takes your inventory. Now, what to do about this predicament? Let's say you're on the front end, you know, you're the person who's taking somebody's inventory, and you're positioning yourself to be in a more put-together place than they are. Well, you know, the exercise that we did today was about tracking how you extend yourself. And a lot of times we extend, but we overextend and we don't even know it. So maybe it could be helpful to work with the exercise this week and track how you extend yourself. I don't know if that'll be helpful for you. You're the one who gets to decide. But it can be a way of turning your inventory list making back to yourself. To notice without judgment, just in your ordinary everyday life, how often in a day do you slip into thinking that you know what's going on with someone or what they're thinking? Or how often you extend to be helpful without asking yourself whether it's wanted, without asking someone else whether it's wanted. And if you're on the other side of this where someone else does this or other people do this. You can also just walk in the question of what this is like. And notice you can use the exercises are designed to support you in making self-contact. So when that happens during this next week between this podcast and the next podcast, maybe you can just begin to track what it's like to have the shoe on the other foot when someone else is presuming that they know what's going on with you. So maybe you can take this week to walk in this question. And next time we'll build on what we've learned. For now, I'm going to sign off. And you know, if you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come on over to habitsintohealth.com and request my free self-assessment questionnaire. And it'll help you clarify some of the issues that you're dealing with. You can also find other podcasts, articles, and resources on the website. I like to say, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to support you so that you can stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong and what's wrong with you, and to start creating healthier possibilities for your future. I know that you can stop feeling frustrated and worried about your problem habits, about those habits that don't serve you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.